Hello. Welcome to episode 6 of the Get Organized for Life podcast series, where we talk about organization, time management, and workplace productivity, served up in small bites because we know you're busy. I'm your host, Pat DePalma, productivity and organization specialist and owner of Organized for Life in Wilmington, Delaware. So in our last episode, we were talking with Nicole DeSoret about stress, about how chronic stress has become an epidemic, and how it can significantly impact our physical and our mental health, and how important it is that we take steps to reduce the stress in our lives. Now, of course, there are all sorts of stressors, but today I wanted to talk about one in particular, busyness. I mean, how often do we ask someone how they are and get a frazzled response, you know, oh, I'm so busy, or crazy busy? In today's culture, busyness is an epidemic too, and many of us seem to see busyness or being busy as a point of pride, you know, as demonstrating that we're valuable, important people. But why is that? Because, you know, when we stop and think about it, there's really nothing inherently virtuous about busyness. In fact, you know, busyness itself is stressful, unless we're busy doing the things that we want and need to do to achieve the things that we want in our lives. When we're so busy that we're overwhelmed and overworked with too much to do and no time to realize our dreams or have any fun, how can we be anything but stressed out? We probably all know successful people who are doing great things, fun things, and leading incredibly full lives, and yet aren't stressed or complaining about being too busy. Well, how do they do it? And how can we do it too? So when we think about these people, you know, we might think that they have super time management skills or some secret time management tricks that we don't have. And sure, of course, they have to be good at managing their time to have all these accomplishments and to do all these things. But I think there's more to it than that. You know, there are numerous time management strategies, and you've probably heard many of them, that address how we can make the most of our time and get more things done in less time. You know, more things checked off our to-do list. And without question, these strategies are all valuable. But the thing is, these strategies are only going to take us so far. Because even if we're getting more things done, but they're not the right things, then we're still going to be stressed and overwhelmed. So I think we really need to start by taking a step back and doing some soul searchings, you know, some big picture thinking about what it is that we want to accomplish and how we want to live our lives. And then we need to be really purposeful in how we choose to spend our time. Because as we all know, there are only so many hours in a day, and we're just not going to be able to do everything that others expect of us and that we expect of ourselves. So for every opportunity or task that comes our way, we really need to intentionally decide whether it's actually worthy of our time, of being added to our to-do list, if it's going to move us towards our goals or it'll make us happy or bring us joy. Because if it doesn't, we really need to let it go. Sometimes we need to just say no. Because when we say yes to things that don't align with our goals and desires, we're obviously taking time that we could be spending on the things that do. Now, by no means am I trying to say that we shouldn't consider the needs and feelings of others, because of course that's important to most of us. What I'm saying is just that we can't let other people's priorities drive how we spend our time if we want to live our best lives. When we decide that something is worthy of our time because it's necessary or because we want to do it to please ourselves or someone else, then we can use our time management strategies to help us get it all done. Because the odds are that we're still going to decide that lots of things are worthy of our time, and we want to be productive to get them done efficiently so they won't overwhelm us. So, well, how do we do that, right? Well, we have to do two things. We need to have a trusted system for managing our to-dos, and we need to be able to focus on whatever task it is that we're working on to get it done efficiently and effectively. So we need this trusted system for managing our tasks because our to-do-related stress comes actually from more than having a lot to do. You know, a big part of our stress comes from keeping too many of these tasks in our heads. All of these things that we need and want to do are swirling around in our mind, and they're making us anxious that we might forget something important, and they're making it more difficult to concentrate on any one thing. So even when we're relaxing and doing something fun, we're not really getting the most out of that activity if our brains keep pinging us all the time with all the other things that we have to do. So we need to get all of these to-dos, all of these things out of our heads and into a system that enables us to know what to work on when. Because when we know that we're doing the best thing that we could be doing at this particular time, and that we won't lose track of all the other things we need to do later, we have the mental space to be fully present in whatever it is that we're doing. And in order to focus on the task at hand, we also need to use whatever strategies work for us to either eliminate or manage the other distractions that are going to show up to slow us down and keep us from completing it altogether. When we have these things in place, clarity around what's really important to us, a trusted time and task management system, and techniques for staying on task, we can make the most of our time to get the most out of our life, to stop feeling crazy busy and instead feel accomplished and fulfilled. You've been listening to the Get Organized for Life podcast with productivity and organization specialist Pat DePalma. Thank you so much for joining us. Tune in next month when we'll be talking in more detail about a task and time management system and strategies for creating one that will work for you. As always, if you have comments, questions, or topics you'd like us to talk about, please send them to podcast@organizedforlifedelaware.com, and we will do our best to address them on the air. And if you're ready and motivated to get more organized and productive, but you aren't making progress, it's too overwhelming to do alone, you don't know what to do or even just where to start, you can learn more about how I can help you by visiting organizedforlifedelaware.com or calling 844-44-LIFE. That's 844-674-4543. Thank you again for listening and have a productive day.